Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kiera. Can I get your zip code, please?
36207.
Thank you for the information. Can I get your first and last name, please?
Mary Lawton.
Okay, bear with me for one moment. Can you verify your address for me, please?
No, I can't. You got enough to do what I want you to do.
Ma'am, you have to verify your address for me to be able to better assist you.
Well, first off, I need you to wake up. It sounds like you just got out of bed. Wake up, because I'm awake. My number, it's 1911 Lynn Road.
All right, thank you for that information.
What's your name?
My name is Kiera.
Can you spell that for me?
Kiara.
All right.
Okay, I see you have the pods and a warranty. How can I help you?
I do not. What is my bank just called me and said y'all are trying to take out $69. I have no idea what that is. And y'all took out $64.97 on the 20th. And I don't know what that is. I want that money returned. I don't want y'all to take any money out of my account. I'm going to have to change account because of y'all.
Have you filed a dispute with your bank?
Did what?
Did you file a dispute with your credit card company or your bank?
I'm going to. But I'm going to change cards I don't know. What is that $69?
It's the full retail price of those pods you receive, which are wireless. They're like earphones.
I didn't receive anything. What is a pod?
It's ear pods, mini buds. It's what you put in your ear. It's like earphones.
No, I didn't get it.
Okay, I'll go ahead and track the order for you. But did you start the dispute process with your bank?
No, they wanted me to call y'all first.
Okay, well, bear with me. I'm going to search these items for you. Now, it was not a police description or anything. It's just a one-time charge. And it says it was delivered to you on May the 15th at your mailbox to the address you provided me with. You originally purchased them for $5.97 and $18.94 on the 11th of May. Do you recall that?
No.
Okay. So you never purchased EarPods for $5.97.
I looked at EarPods because of something. I was looking at ears, but I thought that they were hearing aids. That's what I'm needing, hearing aids.
Well, it states that you purchased them and they was delivered to your address.
Well, I'm telling you, they were.
Okay. Well, ma'am, you won't receive any more charges because this is not a monthly subscription.
No, I want my money back. I got to have my money back. I live on a fixed income.
Well, I do apologize. Unfortunately, I will not be able to process a refund on your account.
Why? I didn't order these.
Okay. So are you stating you never purchased them? Well, ma'am, you had to enter in your card information.
Because I thought they were hearing aids. I have trouble hearing.
Yeah, I do apologize, ma'am. Well, you did purchase these.
Okay. Well, how can I return them if I didn't get them?
Well, ma'am, they said that they was delivered to you. So, you'll
so
have to...
I'm the crazy one. Well, what was the $64.97 for?
That's the full retail price of them. They was only free for 14 days for the shipping cost. You're out of your trial period now, so you charge the full retail price for it.
No, no. One was $69, and then I was charged $69 for one, and the other one was $64.97. And that telephone number was like yours, except for ending in 3-2.
You have two pair of ear pods, ma'am. That's why they charged you twice. Because you have one for they gave you one at a discounted price.
I did not get two pair. I did not. I'm getting paid for two pair.
Yes.
I got you charging me $69 for two pair of something I didn't get.
Okay. I do apologize, ma'am, but we have the tracking number and it says that it was delivered.
I do apologize, but they weren't delivered. Now, how am I going to prove that they weren't delivered?
Are you sure anyone didn't pick them up in your household?
Well, I'm sure because I'm the only one in my household.
Okay. Well, it says that it was delivered on the 15th, ma'am. Let me see. And it was delivered in your mailbox.
I'm telling you, it wasn't. Now, how do I go about getting my money back?
Well, ma'am, we can't process a refund on your account. But I can give you the tracking number if you want to speak with USPS about it.
I don't know how to do that either. Why should I do that when I want my money back?
I do apologize, ma'am. I wish there was more I can do for you today.
I want my money back.
I do apologize. I wish there was more I could do for you today.
Well, I'm going to let you go so you can go back to sleep, and I'm going to try to get my money back.
Okay.
Good night.
Thank you for calling Customer Support.